Good morning and welcome to the Travel Hero podcast for a third morning in a row here at ITB Berlin Live. For our listeners, let me mention that today I'm joined by David Ruetz, who is Senior Vice President of Messe Berlin. And as far as I know, this is not your first ITB Berlin, is it, David?
No, it's been a couple of years that I have been aboard.
Fantastic. We're delighted to have you with us this morning. Let's talk numbers. Do you know how many countries will be represented at ITB Berlin this year?
I love to walk the aisles and corridors of ITB since this is always the United Nations of Tourism. As far as we've counted, we have nearly 170 countries present, and the range goes from tiny states like Switzerland, my home country, or Liechtenstein, who is back again after some years of absence, and, of course, to such large nations as Australia or China. And there's a big comeback from Asia this year, I must say.
Fantastic. This is what everybody was hoping for. And indeed, our dreams have come true. So from the very smallest to the very largest countries, they are all represented at ITB Berlin this year. As we thank our wonderful official host country, Oman, for a great cooperation, maybe you can talk us through some of the most enjoyable aspects of this partnership.
There are several wonderful things that one should note about Oman's presence here. Let me just mention a personal one. I was impressed about the orchestra that Oman brought here. It's the National Symphony Orchestra, which is unique because it's one of the only classical orchestras in the region, and it is staffed by only Omani women and men. And that's something very special. Besides that, the unquestionable highlight, of course, was Monday's opening gala hosted by Oman. And I'm impressed by their expensive booth presence, their pavilion in hall 2.2, and there's a second booth in the venture hall 4.1. So they're present everywhere, also with advertising and Omani people walking around the show floor. So very nice, you can't miss
Indeed, them. It's been wonderful to see the entire team so involved, and indeed a fantastic Monday opening night as well. Our official host sponsor next year will be Albania. Another wonderful country to explore and visit. What might be your expectations from this partnership?
I hope this comes as a surprise for many travelers who have been to most of the countries of the world but haven't been to Albania. I happen to have been to Albania several years ago. I was very impressed by the pristine beaches and also by its capital, Tirana, who has a special flair in a way. My son actually took a hiking trip in the Albanian mountains last summer with a friend, and he was most touched by the friendship and hospitality of the ordinary people around. So Albania is a true newcomer and a hidden gem on the world landscape. It offers, I think, a variety of tourism experiences. The master plan and future vision of tourism from Albania convinced us. So I'm delighted that we will be giving Albania a global stage at ITB Berlin of next year.
I think it's absolutely fabulous. And I think we can probably talk just a little bit about the deeper importance of having an official host country at the show, because there's a lot of things that ITB Berlin is trying to achieve by having an official host country. Can you maybe talk us through some of that?
Let me compare it with an orchestra who plays a Mozart violin concert. Normally, you have an orchestra with skilled musicians. Everyone is skilled in what they do, the flute, the trombone, the viola. But you have a soloist who plays the solo part in Mozart's violin concerto. And that's what we do with the host country program. We have so many countries who showcase their special aspects and views of tourism and travel, but the host country is the soloist in front and gets some extra attention and experience. We've had an enormous media attention to our past partner countries and host countries. I'd like to mention that the record ever even was with a German host country, a federal country in the north of Germany. They had the enormous result of producing 1 billion of media contacts worldwide. 1 billion. And our aim basically is to inspire nations and regions to showcase not only what they have, but also to disclose their long-term and future plans for travel and tourism. And we have seen that those host countries who have had the chance to showcase their heritage on our worldwide platform, not only painted on big canvas, but they really had a boost in tourism internally because the players would be ready to invest, and a boost from outside in the race of visitors, and also, of course, the better image numbers for the country, and etc. So if you know anyone who hasn't been host country in the past 20 years, please encourage them to apply. We have a line until 2027 for waiting already.
I think it's just wonderful, and it really goes to show just how incredibly important these partnerships are, not just for the convention, but for the larger good of tourism, of course. Maybe lastly, as the show concludes today, sadly, tell us a little bit about some of the essential highlights and maybe some of the tracks and talks that shouldn't be missed.
Yeah, if I could mention a session hosted by my friend Charlie Lee from Travel Daily China. He will be at the eTravel stage at 10:30 with lessons from Asia's digital frontier. Charlie is an interesting personage. He has this wonderful news portal that he hosts in China about travel, tourism, and airline business, but he also is the newly appointed director of the Chinese Business Travel Association. And that's something very interesting, because with all those millions of people traveling business-wide in China, domestic, he will have the chance to see and to tell us about what's going on, what is the newest development. So I'll be there. Then we have a biodiversity keynote at our ITV Responsible Tourism track at 10:30 at the Orange Stage with Dr. Bruno Oberle. He speaks about biodiversity, which is an additional challenge for a tired world governance. And lastly, one of the most pressing issues, I think labor shortage, future of work, will be discussed at ITV Future track today. And I look forward to look beyond the horizon from Bonita Group, who is the CEO from Trigema, and her panel, Leading the Change, Corporate Culture in Future Workforce.
We have another day jam-crammed, packed with, as you say, the most amazing speakers and hosts, and we wish them all the very best, and indeed to our delegates who are going to be listening in. Thank you, David. It's all we've got time for. As always, great to catch up. So please do go and enjoy your last day of ITB Berlin 2024. I know you have a busy day ahead of you. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
And all that remains for me to say is thank you to you for listening. Enjoy the day ahead, and see you at the following events in the months to come. ITB China is taking place on May the 27th till the 29th, and it is followed, of course, by ITB Asia and ITB India. Stay tuned for more Travel Hero podcasts, and thanks for listening. Have a fantastic day.